Every year around Labor Day weekend, people start taking in their hummingbird feeders for another year. It certainly seems like the right time. We go from peak hummingbird activity in the middle of August to virtually no activity at all as September begins. Virtually all the hummingbirds we see during the last half of August are adult females and immatures, none of which have a ruby red throat. Adult male hummingbirds pretty much vanished from northern parts of their range in early August, though this year I was lucky enough to see a straggler on August 30th in Duluth. I was still getting four or five different immatures or adult females coming to my feeder every day through September 3rd. When they disappeared, my feeder was suddenly empty most of the time. It would have seemed as if every hummingbird was gone for good, except that I happened to have my computer desk right at my hummingbird feeder window, and so I notice when migrants pass through and grab a quick meal. Sure enough, at least through writing this on September 6th, I'm still getting at least a few individuals passing through every day. We haven't had a frost yet in Duluth, and there's plenty of jewelweed here and there, so hummingbirds from further north find both insects and nectar as they move along. But individual flowers don't bear nearly enough nectar to fill up a hummingbird. They take little sips as colorful flowers attract their attention during migratory flights, but when they notice a feeder, they can make a beeline and completely fill up. Sometimes when a migrant arrives at my feeder, it fills its entire crop and stomach and then sits to rest in a nearby box elder branch as it digests its big meal, snoozing and preening. After 15 minutes or so, it takes another big drink and then moves on. Unless a hummingbird is emaciated and hasn't had food in many miles, a feeder does not hold it for long. As we get into September, the only stragglers at all tend to be late-hatching hummers that were not bulked up enough to leave until this late. These young birds are at risk of not surviving the migration after flowers and insects disappear. Keeping hummingbird feeders with fresh sugar water available through September and October will not help more than a handful of hummingbirds at most, but the help a feeder can give any individuals that do stop is well worth the effort. The latest I ever had a ruby-throated hummingbird at my own feeder in Duluth was late October. That one drank fully and then moved on. The calories it got at my feeder would have fueled at least a few miles. In 2004, I left my hummingbird feeder out all the way into November, and on November 16th, through the closed window, I suddenly heard a familiar hum and looked up to see a hummingbird. This one was not a ruby-throated hummingbird, it was a rufous hummingbird, a species that breeds in the northern Rocky Mountains. Most rufous hummingbirds winter in Mexico, but more and more individuals are migrating southeast and surviving winters as far north as Ohio. Mine had apparently gone a long way without encountering a bird feeder, hardly surprising in November, but hard on a long-distance migrant with over 1,000 miles to cover before she could get anywhere near a place she could survive the winter. I put out extra feeders, and she stuck it out in my yard for 2 full weeks, surviving a blizzard and a night when temperatures dropped to 6 degrees, and finally headed out on a sunny, mild December 3rd. Keeping out hummingbird feeders through late fall is a gamble. We're not likely to encounter hummingbirds at all after mid-September, but after my own autumn encounters with hummingbirds in the past, I'm going to keep my feeder out and the sugar water fresh. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.